Big Dong. Although I love this movie,
mm-hmm.
Armageddon.
Oh.
Is it not wild that our best chance was random drillers from Texas?
Oh, it was ridiculous. The premise was absolute garbage. Like, what?
You couldn't teach. And they were the wildest bunch. That montage of finding them, the one guy's on the open road on the hall.
Yeah.
You got to get that dude.
Right, you got to have him.
You got to have Michael Clark Duncan.
You got to have Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi got to be in there for the asteroid.
Listen, man.
You guys are really like making space seem way easier.
Right.
Then they got this
we
ragtag.
We can train y'all to be astronauts
in
for 2 days.
In a week.
Yeah, we got you.
You got Ben Affleck. You got Bruce. You got Steve.
You got
Michael
Owen
Clark,
Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Put the suits on, man, because these guys know drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know drilling, we're not going to make it. But I don't care. I love that movie.
The movie was pure popcorn.
Oh.
Bliss, dog. Leave your brain at home.
And I felt emotion.
Oh, yeah.
When Bruce Willis pushed Ben Affleck out of the thing and the door closed.
Oh, yeah.
And the door on the miss a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, door to close, man. I was all in.
That whole conversation with Liv Tyler and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What did that do in the box office?
Oh, it did great. It did over $200 million domestically.
That's what I be saying.
$5-something worldwide.
$5-something with astronauts drilling, man.
We didn't care. We just want to be like, yo, if an asteroid the size of Texas is coming for us, do we have a chance to survive?
Yes. We got the ragtag bunch of guys on hogs.
Yep.
The crazy dudes who are drinking, man.
The only way we can catch him, man, if you can catch him, he on the hog, man. Chase him down.
He was literally screaming, woo!
And that was the second movie of that type that year, because Deep Impact came out that same summer.
It sure did.
And Deep Impact had a different energy on it.
Yeah, it was more.
There was way more, like,
that's
emotions.
Like Justin Timberlake, he made a movie, and then Ashton Kutcher made the same movie. I think one was, like, Friends with Benefits.
No Strings Attached.
And No Strings Attached. It was literally the same
movie. And I ain't seen either one of them.
What?
I ain't watching that.
You don't like rom-coms.
I don't.
Get in there with the rom-coms,
man.
What's wrong with top 10 rom-coms?
We do need to do that, though.
Have you seen 10?
Yeah, I've seen 20, 30, 50.
So when you stop, why'd you stop?
Because I'm picky. I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. I like romantic comedies that either have a romantic lead that's not the heart-throbby type.
Okay. So like, what's an example?
Like, what's the one with, it's Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, but it also has Jack Black and Kate Winslet. Holiday. The Holiday. I was like, Jack Black.
Is he the love interest?
Yeah, he's the love interest. Him and, he
also
goes
like
after
Hitch.
Kate. Hitch I liked.
Okay.
Or like,
Kevin James is, but Kevin Will is the.
But Will is the main focus.
With Eva.
But it was thrown off because he's trying to help Kevin James.
Oh, you like the offset heartthrob, not the main event heartthrob.
Or if it's a romantic movie with like an extra element, like Ghost is a romantic movie. It's not the comedy, but it's got a supernatural element. I'm like, yeah.
So straight rom-com.
If it's a straight up Made in Manhattan, Monster in Law.
Well, those just suck as movies.
10 ways to get a guy or lose it. Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey's bag for a little bit before he was like, let me get off this bullshit.
He said, man, I'm going to do this forever if y'all don't, if I don't stop now.
I'm out, man.
Yeah, he that was a great career choice, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
Because then he goes Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
He goes Interstellar.
Yep. But he had to take serious pay cuts.
Yeah.
And
he start over
to be able to go into that, because they was like, man, we gonna put you in here with a
10
Jennifer
blonde
Lopez.
Guys to love in Texas.
We got you,
like,
Michael
oh
Douglas.
My gosh.
But romantic comedies I do like. Coming to America is probably the best one. That's a romantic comedy.
Oh my god! I don't even.
There's Something About Mary is also a romantic
love.
Comedy.
Love. Just do it right now.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
We're doing it
we'll
now?
Do it, we'll do it live.
The best romantic comedy.
Top 10 romantic. Switch it up, Leah. Top 10 romantic. I would have never classified Coming to America as a romantic
That's
comedy.
That's the whole engine for the plot.
It absolutely is. But I think because I classify the journey being, you know, Arsenio and Eddie.
Yeah.
It is, mm-hmm. but though I mean it's classic, low key template wise.
He wants to find real love, not some appointed marriage.
1,000%.
And so he goes to Queens.
God, it's such a comedy that that part kind of got lost on me because he get a job. Yeah. They go to the Knicks game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he spends so much time with Arsenio. He go to the barbershop, but all that's to. All barbershop is for the girl. Yes. The pageant.
Yep.
Is for the girl. Mm-hmm. He just didn't meet her till like midway, meet her good till.
Once he got to Queens, he got a job.
Second act?
He got a job at McDowell's.
Louis Anderson.
Man.
Fries. That's where
the big bucks start rolling, man.
First he started. Fries being the.
Man.
The man, you can fries.
He was excited too. He up the fries. And let me tell y'all something, man. Those ladders matter in the fast food industry.
1,000%.
When they had me in the kitchen making breakfast,
dog.
I wanted the counter. I wanted to move up.
When I was at Burger King, you know where I started? Bread insertion. All my job was bread and meat insertion.
Yes.
My first 2 weeks, all I did was put bread at the top. And Whoppers below the frame boiler.
Man,
and I would literally say, man, I get over it. Because then fries was right here.
Yeah.
Because you get fries, you got tenders going.
Oh, man.
You got poppers going. you doing stuff, man. You here. You
the people can see you from the, hey, man, you got the fries going.
You don't see bread guy.
I ain't never seen bread
Nobody
guy.
Nobody knows how the bread, the flame broiler works.
I didn't even know that existed until this very moment.
I'd have to go around the other side, take the bread off. Put the patty in the warmer.
Hey, bread guy, we need buns, man. Where you at? I got it going back here.
So you go bread, Whopper insertion. Then you got to let the Whoppers go. Now you got to go juniors.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Because you got to keep the right ratio.
Yeah.
It's all about the ratio. Because you got to know how many Whoppers to juniors you get order. A kid's birthday party comes in, all of a sudden we got no junior Whoppers.
Right.
We got a kid of 16. They Saturday like, afternoon.
We can't handle the regular size Whopper. Look at this boy.
Juniors going, man. Where's the juniors at?
Mm-hmm.
So I got 12 Whoppers ready, 6 juniors.
Yep.
That's my ratio.
Got to have the buns for the...
Right buns. Because see, the bun, right bun for the junior is the same bun for the chicken tender sandwich.
Oh.
Right? So now I just got to have some fresh bread ready.
Gotcha.
No patty.
Right.
Then I go over fries.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I got tenders. Now people are counting on me.
Right.
Okay, boom. Then you make it to sandwich creation.
Ooh. That's where you feel
like
a chef.
And now they
got to
trust you because now you got no onions. Yeah. Extra mayo. You got.
That's why they start calling you chef back then.
You in
yes,
here.
Chef.
You, yes, yes chef. I'm
yes,
here.
Chef.
Double cheese.
Yes, chef.
Right? I'm working.
You working it.
Okay, now you go from there.
Uh-huh.
Your next station, you get registered.
Ooh.
Now you got money.
Now we cooking.
Now you got money coming in your hand.
This is what I've been waiting on right
and
here.
And then you got how fast you get in the line down. Yeah. How clear your instructor. Because the guy at the register messing up.
Uh-huh.
The whole line's messed up.
For sure.
Right? I said X. One lady yelled at me so bad because she ordered, I thought she said X the onions. Uh-huh. Old Asian lady. She said extra onions.
Oh.
She got that Whopper. I said extra onion. I said, I'm sorry, I thought you said X the onion. Ah!
Who even talks like that?
And she was yelling.
Who would even say X the onion?
No, man, I was sweating. It was payday.
Who would even say that? X the onions. Nobody talks
people
like that.
People said X.
Really?
X the tomatoes. It wasn't common, but people had said it.
Yeah.
But I never made, but the premium shift, expediter.
Oh, what's that?
Expediter is a person who creates the orders. Okay, this is a Whopper, large fries, drink. They grab it. Hey, how we doing on fries?
Oh, okay.
That's where the managers work.
Yeah.
The manager got to come out and get the line down.
Yeah.
Okay, I need 2 Whopper Juniors. They're looking at the screen.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
And I remember like, man, one day
that's when the big bucks start rolling, man.
That's when the big bucks start rolling, man. I remember one of my bosses, he was a large man,
mm-hmm.
and he, when like I thought it was interesting how different managers handled a large line.
Uh-huh.
Like when he had a large line, I think his name was Mike. I'm just saying Mike, probably wasn't. This dude would just let all the tickets pile up on the floor. He just gave up. He was just like, well, we're in a rush. And just, he would move slower. And it was like, dog, what are you doing? He was like, well, I mean, I can't keep up.
Oh, trash.
And there was Linda. She smoked like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Hair pulled straight back. serious business.
Yeah.
Linda wouldn't let a ticket fall. A ticket fall on the ground. She's, I need six orders of fries. How are we doing on? I mean, she's a surgeon.
She's smoking right there in the store. Two cigarettes in.
I need two Whopper Juniors. Drop a load of fries. Like, she cooking.
Yeah.
But she would work the line down. Uh-huh. She was obviously higher than Mike. Mike was the lowest of the managers.
Of course he was. And then there was Peggy. Never gonna move forward.
Oh, Peggy.
Peggy man. Was the one.
Peggy, boy. You want to see her come out the office.
Yeah.
You see why she got the job. She's making 150 grand. At Burger King.
Oh, damn.
In 2000.
Damn. Hold on, man.
2000.
Keep talking, man.
First of all, that's why, at first I was like, hold on, $150,000?
$150,000 in 2000?
In 2000.
And what state was this?
This was in Washington State.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, so she was bred
it
up.
Living the goddamn dream.
No pun. That was like, I didn't know managers, Whoppers could make that. And that wasn't even a franchisee. She was just like, that was a Burger King on base.
She was making $278,000.5 a year in today's money.
Was he really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
She was making $278,000.
I thought, because she was at the top.
Annually.
I didn't realize it was that much money. She was hiring fire. She rarely had to come touch a burger.
In Washington.
150 grand.
She was Bill Gates.
She was big Brad. But wow. Anyway, back to what we were saying. Coming to America.
Okay. There's something about Mary.
Something about Mary, classic.
Yes.
Franks and Beans.
Franks
Keith
and
David.
Beans.
How'd you get the beans, brother Frank?
I can't believe they showed it. It was like, holy shit. Like, when he turned around and they revealed it, I was like, oh. And you hear him say, holy shit. It was like him saying it, and my reaction was in sync.
Warren. He was masturbating.
Why did Warren put him on blast like this? Warren knew what he was doing.
Warren knew.
He was masturbating, running down the block. What? Franks and Beans.
How did you get the beans above the front? And the it was all God. Mangled in the drawers.
Why was Warren there? And when you rewatch that scene, you got Keith David and Marcy Post outside the door. Warren is right there listening. Like, he just listening to everything that's going on. You would think a kid like Warren would just be off doing his own thing. Nah, he was like, he had his hand going. He was all in on what was going on in that bathroom.
He was clicking.
Yeah.
He had the clicking going.
He was like, Frank said, "Bay."
And then that scene where he busted the nut and couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it, dog.
Dog.
He was like, where'd it go? What the? And it was on his ear, and then she put it in her hair. Like, who thinks of that?
Farrelly Brothers, man.
Who thinks of that,
Farrelly
man?
Farrelly Brothers ain't right in the
it's
head,
dangling
man.
Dangling on the end, and you just go like this, and then she had the thing, like, cut to her at the restaurant, like, uh-huh, listening, happy, bubbly.
Oh, man.
That movie was so well done.
Love it, man. And Brett Favre was in at the end.
Yes.
Who was the other guy? Her other boyfriend. Was it the
whole plot twist situation was just genius.
Yeah.
Chris Elliott
is Take My Strong Hand.
Oh yeah.
He plays that role in Woogie. Everything, by the way. Yeah.
Woogie.
Mm-hmm. He had the allergy.
That plot twist was crazy.
It's fantastic, man.
I was like, he was the ex.
He was the ex, man.
And then you ever have a white head on your eyeball?
The way he was breathing.
Yeah.
He was so he's in Schitt's Creek.
Is he already?
He's the mayor playing the same role.
Chris Elliott's been dope for a long time.
He Take My Strong Hand in Scary Movie.
Oh my God, dog. That's my favorite part of Scary Movie too, the butler. He was like, take my strong hand. He was like, look at your little face. And he was touching it. He was like, God is in his holy temple. And it was like his hand, but the thumb was like extra fat. Like, his thumb was fat as hell on that hand. I was like, bro, why did they write this in,
oh,
man?
Oh, my God. All right, next up. I'm going to go Hitch since we was talking about it. Hitch was so good. Kevin James and Will Smith were a great comedic duo.
Yeah.
I love the premise. Mm-hmm. Will Smith was really funny in that movie. Eva Mendez, I believe.
Yeah, Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez, not LaGuardia. Will getting the...
The bee allergy. Not the bee allergy, but the allergy.
The allergy.
Was it a bee?
What
was he allergic to?
No, I think he ate something. Wasn't it shellfish?
Oh, maybe. I can't remember.
Because he was like tripping.
He was like, oh.
He looked like Martin.
Yeah. He was so up.
Allegra Cole. I don't remember that actress's name, but that's who Kevin James was trying to holler at.
Oh, her I don't name even was remember who he was interested in.
Allegra Cole was her name. I don't know why I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, his
but
was
yeah,
a good
Kevin
time.
James and Will Smith teaching him to dance and stuff.
Yeah.
Good rom-com.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, what else did you hate rom-coms?
I actually liked Brown Sugar with Sanaa Lathan and Taye Diggs.
Okay, so that's My Divorce. My Divorce. What are we celebrating? My Divorce.
Is it?
Yeah. Sanaa Lathan, she was the journalist.
She was a journalist.
Yeah, and then Boris Kojo was her nigga, but he didn't read.
Yeah,
her
he was trying to holler, and then Mos Def was in there. Queen Latifah.
Mos Def. I just said tweeted today. Everybody loves Queen Latifah.
Listen, I know what you're thinking. You're watching the Ball Brothers podcast, so you must be thinking about sex. All right? Have better sex with Blue Chew, man. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. Blue Chew is putting its money where its mouth is and offering you a month free. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, and so you can plan ahead or be ready when the, you know, opportunity arises, okay? And the best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. I tried Blue Chew before. Had a great time in New York. I tried it again this year. Had a great time. You know what I'm saying? Had a really good time. So listen, man. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code BALD. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard nobody be like, oh, Queen Latifah.
Right.
People just like Queen Latifah. She don't bother nobody. She got that honey blonde.
She be minding
She's
her
looked
own
the
business.
Same my whole
looked
life.
The same
gorgeous.
The entire time.
Looked the same from rapping.
Yeah.
To
ladies first, all the way to
now. Now
the equalizer.
To the equalizer. Now the equalizer. I didn't buy it all the way, but I just I made a video about it and I had to take it down because people were like, man, that's Queen Latifah,
they're
man.
They're not having it.
Like,
don't you talk about Queen Latifah and the fight choreography. Don't you do this. It's CBS. I blame CBS.
That was your auntie equalizer.
I blame CBS and not Queen Latifah.
Fair.
You're not going to get good fight choreography on a CBS show.
She was like, pull the gun on me, Tone. But use your phone.
Oh, all right.
Because she was like,
yeah. Oh.
It's like, it was. Now, come on now.
She's like, oh, the scarf. She pulled out the scarf. It's like. But we're not talking about it, though.
It's CBS. And that's Queen Latifah. Shut your mouth when Queen Latifah's
now,
on the TV.
If Queen Latifah was in a movie, they would have been like, now we got to up the fight.
Well, now, you know when she was in that, she was riding that motorcycle in that movie, and they did all that stuff, and then she took the helmet off, and it was Queen Latifah?
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
Was that Taxi?
I think it was Taxi. I was like, now, come on now, y'all. I said, come on, y'all. And I love Queen Latifah.
That
she
intro was crazy.
The way she did all that. Ain't no way Auntie did all that, man.
That intro was crazy, dog. I was like, she just did all that on the motorcycle, then got all Queen Latifah.
Yeah, Queen Latifah. But anyway, Brown Sugar was great. Dang, I'm not even thinking of that as a rom-com, but it is.
Because that's more comedy than anything
else.
What
was the premise?
So they were childhood friends, and hip-hop brought them back together because they both were passionate about hip-hop. So, and you just see them trying to stay in the friend lane, but then, you know, there was eventually more because Boris Kojo was in it, and Taye Diggs was dating Nicole Ari Parker.
Sure was.
And so,
yeah.
But they was like, man, y'all love each other.
And yep, we do.
Yeah, so.
Okay, let me know if you believe in this one as a rom-com.
Okay.
I just really love this movie.
Uh-huh.
Date Night.
Date Night was a good time.
Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Uh-huh.
I love a movie where the people are not in the, like,
ooh.
I love A Mistaken Identity. Did it do well?
No, there's some romantic comedies on here that's probably going to wipe Date Night out of this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Date Night was really funny, though. Give me what you said.
I just saw When Harry Met Sally.
Oh! I'm tripping.
Fantastic.
When Harry Met...
That's fantastic.
I have what she's having, ain't it?
Yes. She had the fake orgasm at the diner. Yes, and Billy Crystal.
When Harry Met Sally, throw it in there.
Yes.
Throw it in there.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. That's what started my crush on Julia Roberts.
I mean, everybody.
I said she is
a pretty
woman.
That's what started America's crush on Julia Roberts,
man. Did I tell you my story when she was at the soccer game?
No.
Bro, we was at...
You saw her in real time?
Tone. Not only did I embarrass myself. We had a Malibu soccer game. Overlooking the beach.
Oh, this is a fancy ass soccer game.
JoJo's playing the Malibu team.
Oh.
I said their home field is in Malibu.
I'm talking
about over a crest.
Yeah.
Waves crashing
Did
ever
they
so
win?
Distantly. They won amazingly.
Hell yeah. All right.
Smashed the Malibu kids.
Keep going, man.
So
kids.
Our team is usually the parents of the one team sit with the parents of your team, and the other parents sit on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So we like one of the parents is like, yo, because it's funny because JoJo's soccer team. The parents would be drinking wine out of regular flasks, like a Stanley. I mean, those Stanleys. They'll be having wine in there. They'll be having tequila and stuff, little margaritas, because they'd be like, the games belong. And, you know, the Stanley keep it cold.
Uh-huh.
So they were passing around. They're like, and listen, I don't want no water. She's like, girl, ain't no water in here. She's like, it's margarita. They had cups and stuff. So the lady had been drinking.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, oh, we heard Julia Roberts is here. I was like, Julia Roberts? There ain't no way.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, why would she be here? Like, we heard her kids is playing. I'm like, there ain't no way. So I spend the whole half scanning, saying loud, you list. I'm like, list, they saying Julia Roberts is here. She is not here. I done looked everywhere for Julia Roberts. I don't see her, man. She's not here. Now, mind you, before this, Will Ferrell had ref JoJo's game one time.
What?
Yes. In this league, as a parent, it doesn't matter who you are, you either do the snack bar, you pay, or you volunteer as a ref. And he refed it for real.
Wow.
Not
kicking
being funny.
And screaming.
Kicking and screaming, had the yellow thing on, took a picture with the kids, all that stuff. This is after that.
Uh-huh.
So I spend the whole half. Ain't no way talking like this.
Yeah.
Liz, hey, Julia Roberts is not here. She would have security. She would have all that. Folks be lying. Second half starts. I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh, this game long. Full sun hat. Just like she looked in Ocean's 12, I think, with the full sun hat.
Yeah.
I see her. And she's where that couch is.
Uh-huh.
The whole time.
So she was there the whole time.
The whole time.
You was cutting
I look
up.
At her. She smiles. I go. She's like, what? She's like, what? She was right there, Tone. Been there. Quiet. The whole game. She sat away from her parents so people wouldn't know.
Right, right, right.
Tucked in, little blanket, sun hat, big glass. But I know Julia Roberts.
Right,
she got them pouty lips.
The lips.
Pouty lips.
Every time.
I knew them from a mile away. Yeah. I know them white woman's lips. Tone, I was so embarrassed. I was quiet the rest of the game like, she been here.
Luckily, you wasn't talking shit.
No,
though.
I love her.
Yeah.
She was like, my crush for like years. Yeah. She top white
she
woman.
She fell
for
off
me.
On the acting tip, Melissa. You know what I'm saying? Like after a certain time, it was like her movie just wasn't good no more. I wouldn't believe it. Man, where she at, man? Where the hell she at? She ain't here, man. I know she ain't. She probably shooting another shitty movie. You know what I'm saying, Melissa? You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what
man.
I'm talking about, son, hat.
Always hated Julia Roberts. I did.
Man,
I 10 things like I hate about you should have been Julia Roberts.
Hey, man, she shouldn't have been the love interest of Pretty Woman. Hey, get this. That's not even her body on the cover of Pretty Woman. It's a body double. They just put her head on the top.
Is that true?
Ain't that right, son, hat?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
That's facts.
They photoshopped her head?
Mm-hmm. That's not her body on the cover.
Why? Is she not a nice body?
I forget what the reason was.
Oh,
but
snap.
Yeah.
You feel me, son hat?
You feel me, son hat?
All right, what else we got?
Okay, so those two are on the top
So where
team.
We at so far? That you We're coming to America.
There's something about Mary.
Something about Mary. Hitch stays. Date Night is out for now.
Date Night.
Okay.
Brown Sugar is even on the cusp.
Okay, When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Pretty Woman. All right.
What did she say?
The Princess Bride.
Wait, Princess Bride?
I just threw that in there because I thought about it. That's a romantic comedy. You never seen The Princess Bride?
That's not Juan Pablo Montoya.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that's... How's that romantic comedy?
It's all about the romance.
You Killed My Father, Prepare to Die?
Yeah.
What am I... Andre the Giant?
Mm-hmm. That's a romantic movie.
What's the romantic comedy? I'm missing
the girl, the princess, the bride. It's all for love. Is it a romantic comedy? Let me see.
Is it? I'm blanking on the plot right now. I like that movie, but
Say anything.
What I realized? I have a very particular view of romantic comedies.
Okay.
And it's like Matthew McConaughey. You've opened my mind.
They have it listed as a family comedy here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like 10 Things I Hate About You, you know, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Those are what I think of.
We can stay in that.
Yeah, well, When Harry Met Sally, I think of.
That's definitely a romantic
comedy.
Yeah,
but that's like quintessential Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
The 80s was prime romantic comedy real estate.
What Women Want.
Yeah,
that's my movie.
That was a good one.
I like that one. What Women Want,
because it gave a different.
Yeah,
it gave a different element. Oh, he can read minds.
Yes.
Now I'm all in.
I was all in on that. That was a good little.
What they be thinking?
Good little premise.
Yeah.
Well, you can remake that. Now they remade it with Taraji, I believe.
Yeah. What Men Want.
Yeah.
I saw that in theaters. I don't remember it though. It didn't stick.
But I would love.
They always remaking stuff. And y'all better not remake Shawshank Redemption.
I heard
that
about
better
that.
Be false.
They got it going right now. The New Orleans, it's filming.
Oh my God!
The two guys are out right now. No, the breakout, the prison breakout.
Gotcha.
Andy
Dufresne.
Talking
about real life.
Yeah,
he did break out. There's still two left.
They shooting Shawshank right now. Derek and the Antoine Massey.
So they the last two.
Last two. And Antoine went live on the gram. And I was like, nigga, don't. He trying to clear his name. That's not your focus. You out of prison.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You worried about getting pre-caught. Like, it don't matter what you did. You out.
Wait, he went on live. He's still not caught?
Still not caught.
Oh, that's good. We'll go live if you can do it without getting caught.
Actually, he didn't go live. I'm sorry. He posted.
Okay.
And I guess he dipped from the house.
Yeah. Because
they went to the house later. But my money was on Derek the whole time.
This is funny.
No tats. He's older.
Yeah.
He looked like he wasn't rushing back to get to the gram. He looked like he could slip into a car trunk. Because you
gotta
get
no tattoos?
No tats.
That's very important.
You got, because the other dudes, they was recognizable. Yeah. Antoine got face tats. He got a lot. Derek, he's as close to a white guy with a baseball cap. You know, Matt Damon comes out.
Oh,
Jason
the
Bourne,
baseball cap works every time.
He's in the crowd.
Every time.
It's the easiest.
All it is, let me grab this Boston Red Sox hat.
The person never even fights you for the hat. They never even like, nigga, give me my hat back.
No.
They just let the hat be taken.
They put it on extra tight, and then the person standing there looking at them, now they're gone. They just
puff of smoke.
Oh, shit. The
cap. Puff of smoke.
That's how women be working out at the gym. The cute ones, they be like, baseball caps, so men won't look at me. Yeah, I'm working out.
And then they have the Amazon pants on.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Be like, come on, man.
Come on, I see you. You got the baseball cap on, but I see
you. But you got the Amazon.
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. But
I caked up.
I see you.
Boomerang.
Boomerang, yes.
Boomerang.
Yes.
That's a fantastic.
Excellent.
Excellent black movie.
Yeah, romantic comedy.
No trauma. Marcus. Mad quotables.
Yeah, all day.
Beautiful people.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy with the texturizer. Pops.
I wanted to be successful when I watched that movie.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, man, they looking successful.
They just was real. They was
looking
good.
Look at his apartment.
Yeah.
I was like, look at the loft.
I always wanted a loft.
Yeah, salary.
If you ever see me, I'll put this out to y'all now. You want to know if I made it in my life?
Loft.
Loft, New York?
Oh.
I've been made it.
Yeah.
Because by the time I can afford, and I'm going for it, I ain't going to say nothing. You ever see me in a loft in New York? It ain't no hotel?
Yeah.
No, that nigga got some money.
Yeah, he got.
Because
it's so pricey.
What? I want exposed pipes.
You want the exposure?
Brick, creative. I'm going to be like,
I want my pipes covered if I'm paying
dumbo.
Millions.
Nah, man. I wanna,
cover
let's
the
strip
pipes.
This down, man. We got to strip this down. Man, this is too much facade.
Cover
everybody,
my pipes up if it's millions.
Wants, you know, you want walls. Mm-hmm. You got to take the walls down. Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca,
it's
y'all.
It's always a law.
Love the exposed pipe. And then the thing I love is the stairs to the upstairs. Yeah. All open.
Everything's open.
Big window.
No,
that's
you know
dream.
What? I love loft, but there's no tuck in, man.
Ain't no
I need to be tucked in somewhere.
But the thing is, it's your loft.
Yeah, but
so you tucked.
I'm already tucked, but I feel untucked. But the whole loft aesthetic is appealing, though, for sure.
1,000%.
Especially in New York City.
Oh my God, you go!
I'm walking everywhere, man. Vegan biscuits.
Vegan, there's biscuits in there.
There's biscuits in there.
Vegan biscuits in the loft, man. Oh, you open. You got the big window. New York is just loud to sleep in. That's the thing I can't shake.
Oh, I'd be knocked out in New York.
I'd be knocked out. But
I could
it's
sleep
wake
on top
up.
Of a cab in New York. Hey, man. Move, man. You're tearing me apart over here, man. Move.
I'm sleeping on top of the cab.
I'm sleeping on top of the cab. Like, done. I can sleep anywhere. I'm out, man.
Oh, my God.
Big rats in New York City. Oh. They're like, don't get that good sleep, ain't he? Them rats be thick.
Oh. So wait, is Date Night gonna be out?
Date Night ain't making the cut. Cause look at what you got. You got Say Anything.
Say Anything.
This is the 80s, man. This is where you're holding the radio.
See,
you
man,
know
some
what I'm saying?
Of these things are just too iconic. But
that's
are you
saying.
Liking the whole movie or you just liking the cause I don't remember I don't remember that movie. I've seen
you
it.
You just remember that part.
But that boombox, you got iconic thing you've grown up with.
Yeah.
But is that bar for bar better than Date Night? Date Night was funny through and through. Say Anything, boombox, trench coat.
Say Anything was good all the way through.
But it wasn't funnier than Date Night. Date Night was funny, man. Steve, Tina, Emma Watson, I think it was, or Stone. I always get my Emmas mixed up.
Wait.
Emma Watson
Emma Stone
is her.
Was it? It was probably Watson.
No, Watson is Harry Potter, right? Stone is La La Land. It was
Emma
Stone.
Emma Stone was in Date Night?
Yeah.
What's she doing in there? Cameo?
No, I think it was in there.
What?
Hold on.
I know
am
Common
tripping?
Was in there.
Common was in there. Emma Stone ain't in this movie.
I figured. I was like, what would she be doing in there?
What is Emma Stone
not
in?
Be the lead. She's in everything.
She's in
La La
Land. I ain't seen
with
La La
Steve Carell.
What is she? Is it the Hawaii
and Ryan
movie?
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, what am I thinking about?
Oh, you're talking about that
Crazy
one.
Stupid Love. Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love.
I'm tripping.
I've never
it's
seen
Steve
that
Steve Carell.
One.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love was good, too.
Never seen it.
Wasn't the funniest Date Night.
Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles.
Oh, 16.
Come on, man. The 80s, man.
Molly Ringwald, baby. I love you. Molly Ringwald, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
That old John Hughes.
John Hughes can do no wrong.
Fire, dog.
Rest in peace. Remember how bad the bad guy was in Breakfast Club? He was just like, he had the glove.
You talking about Judd Nelson's
yeah,
character?
Right now, he's nothing. But in that movie, he was like, man,
yeah.
I got the leather on.
Yeah,
in
look
the
at
class.
This guy, man. He's edgy. He's edgy, man. Judd Nelson in the Breakfast Club. Oh, this guy's dangerous. You don't want to fuck around with Judd Nelson. This guy doesn't give up. And then even at the end, when they do the freeze frame and he's flipping off whoever. Hey. He wasn't the flip off, but he was just like.
Such a bad guy in that movie,
he was a rebel, bro.
I got a beanie on, y'all.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm bad.
He got a long coat on with the jean jacket on the underneath. And the gloves with no fingertips.
On the underneath, man, with the gloves. And he was
calling you out on your bullshit. That's what he was doing, man. He gonna call you out on your bullshit, you pretty prom queen. Bitch. Huh? Princess? Huh? In your little snow globe world. And you're like, oh, you think you know me, huh? You think you know me? And look at you, Mr. Jock. Hey, I just play football. Y'all think it's easy for me? I'm the nerdy kid on the side. Huh? Try being a nerd. Breakfast Club is so perfect.
Love it, man.
John Hughes is one of my favorite.
Me. He had a genre of movie he did not miss.
Yeah.
I thought Molly Ringwald was so cute.
Oh yeah, Molly Ringwald was the move, y'all. She was the move.
Girl next door.
Yes.
Love her, man.
Molly Ringwald was the move.
All right, I'll take off date night for 16 candles. What else you got? That's more than 10.
I know. We just naming them all right now, man. We just naming them.
What you got?
All right, so we got. So here's a list of popular rom-coms.
Okay.
We got The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
It's good. Okay. It ain't top 10.
Nah, it ain't top 10.
It's good,
10
though.
Things I Hate About You. Got that?
That is, to me, the quintessential rom-com.
Of that era.
Of that era. Yeah, that's what, early 2000s?
Yeah.
2000, 2010. I feel like they made that movie two or three times a summer.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that kind of movie.
I feel like they were always
anymore.
Trying to replicate 10 Things I Hate About You, that whole vibe after
1,000%.
Let's get the young energy in here. You know? That's what made Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Show is. What's the one where the prom queen, Freddie Prinze Jr.
She's all that.
She's all that.
She was cute at the whole
she
time.
She was cute.
Man.
The glasses don't do that
be
much,
cute
man.
Off the top, man.
The glasses don't do that. Malia got glasses on. You take them off, she's still looking exactly like her.
Look at that.
And now I took the glasses off. Like,
what if we never noticed her until she took the glasses off? Now she can't even see.
It's crazy.
I'm sick of
this. The girl was cute behind the glasses. Like, oh,
clearly.
The bad vision ain't that much.
You make the glasses crooked. And she up there like, oh, she's hideous, man. Look at her. She got the glasses on. I can't even see her. And she take the glasses off. Oh, wow. You have eyes, man? Cut the bullshit, man. She's all that ain't on the list.
No,
man.
No, but that to me is what a rom-com. That's
for sure.
Like a,
at that time.
We are a rom-com,
yes,
y'all.
Yeah.
But that's not my favorite, though.
You got Notting Hill with Julia Roberts, Hugh Grant.
Ain't top 10.
No, I'm just naming them all.
Yeah,
no. Crazy Stupid Love, 10 Things I Hate About You. I mean, 10, what's the name of this? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That is one.
Kate Hudson had a little run at the romantic comedy for a little bit. Clueless is a romantic comedy.
How?
Because, you know what I'm saying? She was clueless, and she ended up finding love with her stepbrother. But, you know.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wait, stepbrother?
Yeah, that was her stepbrother.
That's why them porns always have that. Enough of that, man. It's wild. It's been enough. Who did that?
It was the step.
Was it Clueless that started the stepbrother sister porn?
I don't know where the porn started, but you know what I'm saying. But I mean, you know, people look at it like I just met you.
Run me again.
It was ex stepbrother.
Well,
to be fair,
ex stepbrother.
What was
the
scenario?
And they're not related, but
Eugene is her dad. Eugene,
No, not Eugene Levy. It was what's his name?
Oh no, you're right. The other dude.
Yes, I forget his real name, but I like him.
Okay, that's her dad.
That's her dad.
And okay.
He was formerly married to Paul Rudd's mom.
Was he?
And he's older than her, too.
Oh, yeah, he was a little bit. In real life, you mean, or in the movie?
In the movie.
Where was he living in the movie? I can't remember. They weren't living together.
He was in college, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in college. She was still in high school.
Is it about them?
I mean, they were just cool. They were friends or whatever. Because initially, she liked that pretty boy at school.
Yeah.
Stylish McGee. And then she was like, wait a minute. He's gay.
I thought that movie was more about the high school aspect of her. Like,
I mean, you gotta have the surrounding areas of the romance.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what else we got?
We got another Julia Roberts joint. Something to talk about. Oh, wait, is that what the name of this? No, My Best Friend's Wedding. I'm sorry. My Best Friend's Wedding.
That is a rom-com.
For sure.
She was trash in that as a person. She was wild, and that shouldn't be romantic. She was actually... She was trying to...
She was trying to sabotage Cameron Diaz's relationship?
Yes, she was chasing after them in the little meadow. I was like, Julia, man, I'm going to see you in the soccer game later in life.
Did she end up getting the dude?
No, I don't think so. At the end, he didn't do it. That's what I liked. It was a movie that ended in the way. She didn't.
So
she didn't
took
know.
The L. Did
she
end
took
up
the
finding
L.
Love?
She deserved. I don't remember her even finding love. I think the movie ended.
Hell yeah, man.
She didn't win, and it was like, all right, we done with this.
A movie I did like is The Breakup.
Love.
Not everybody lasting in this.
That's
bitch.
A rom com.
Yeah.
That movie. I
it just so happens that you know ain't no sweet.
They pass each other in the street later. Yeah. That movie.
People be breaking up all the time.
People be breaking up, man.
I got exes.
Yeah.
And a lot of you do, too.
Yeah, people be breaking up, and sometimes it don't work out. You just see them in the street in Chicago.
It just don't work out, man.
Because baby wanted 12 lemons. I felt him on the, when he came home from work and he just wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
I felt him on that. Yeah. I knew he was wrong.
But sometimes you just want to sit down.
So you got to sit down. Then he had to take the shower. And then baby wanted 12. And then when she couldn't get sock. That's the most Vince Vaughn scene. He had a little run
right
there.
He had a run, too.
He had a run right there.
He did.
Big sock, big shoe, little shoe. Big shoe, little shoe. Draw something else. It's sock. Me and Melissa still quote that. After that, Jason Bateman sits down with them, and he's like, I think you guys need to go ahead and sell the property.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing as we're friends, this is a moment where I would just waive my commission. And they're like, oh, thank you. He says, company policy says no can do on that. Me and Melissa quote that line all the time. Love and Basketball is a rom-com then.
That's a comedy? What's funny in that? That's a drama.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, it ain't funny at all.
No, Sidra was pregnant.
Yeah,
she
man.
She would've been here.
That movie was serious business.
Yeah, he dunked on her in the Play for
Hell
Your Heart.
Yeah, man, Play for My Heart, man. Play for Your Heart, all right?
Dunked on her, dog.
You sure you want this?
Oh, my God.
Imagine that, dog. Play me for your heart, all right? Check ball.
Cash.
She going up for that shit out of here, man. Get that shit out of here, man. You better come correct when you come inside the paint.
Ah, he didn't have to dunk, though, man.
Nah,
he could have laid it up and slapped the backboard. He was like. In the yard? You dunking on Sonali? Boom, check up.
Man, check ball.
Backing you down.
In the post. This is what we doing.
My homeboy Ant had a girl try to play him for his heart after that movie.
Hilarious.
5-0. He did. He was like, what? He was like, playing for your heart. He was like, nigga, this is not. She was like, I'm serious. She didn't even hoop, though. She was like, she didn't make the high school team.
Oh, snap.
And Ant used to hoop. He was like, check. One. Make it, take it. He said, life ain't no movie.
Make it, take it.
Make it, take it. Reverse lay. 2-0. She's fouling and stuff. She tried to push me in the back. Spin off. 3. Come on, man. I just want to be with you. Check up. Cash. 4. Get it out the net. Like, nigga, he didn't miss. 5-0, and I'm gone.
They didn't. He really left?
And left. Oh. I said, nigga, why'd you even play her? He said, man, I wanted it to be over. She saw Love and Basketball and got inspired. She lost, too.
Man, she did lose.
She lost. Yeah. It was just like, check up again. Like, but she lost the game.
She lost.
Tough.
I kind of wish we could just base our relationship. When you get to a certain point in your relationship, you be like, all right, man, let's just play for it.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be. What if you get cooked by your girl and you got to stay in and you like, but she cheated on me. You lost the game.
Check up. You get cheated on, but she's just a hooper?
She going to kill you every time on the court. She been cheating on you for 6 years. You got to sit in it. We playing again?
Dog, that's crazy.
But like, I know you've been with Daniel. You want to take it to the court? I'm talking basketball court, nigga.
That's hilarious.
Like, damn, man. You got to stay in it.
Oh, bro, that's so funny because, like, you probably would lose to, like, Juju Watkins. She in college right now.
I'm losing to everybody.
Get out the net, Tony.
I'm out of here, man. Anybody in the WNBA or hopeful, I'm losing.
Or hopeful.
Regardless of my height and size, I lost.
Asia Wilson, check up, Tone.
Oh, we dunking now? I ain't see you doing it in the game. Now you can dunk. You know what?
Thing is, like, everybody will cook you.
Oh, yeah.
They be hooping for real.
They do this for a living.
Sydney Colson is a point guard for the Fever now. She played for the Aces. Mm. Nigga, she'll give you 10 straight.
Tough. Before I even get the ball. I can't even shoot a free throw. If we did 10 free throws right now, I would probably do 6 out of 10. Maybe 7. I got to warm up.
Knowing she's cheating, but the jumper's just hitting anyway.
She cooking me on the court. Like, every relationship you in, you got to take it to the basketball court. I'm tired of you coming in here at 3 in the morning. Let's take it to the gym in the morning then. We're going to settle this. I don't want to hear shit about it. You go in there and cook your girl. You be like, don't say shit else.
The thing is, I could beat Melissa in basketball. But it was like track, if I had to do her sport.
She cooked us in Philly on the steps.
And she was laughing.
She cooked us up easily.
She was laughing. And I was was light, Tone.
It wasn't even close.
Tone, her feet hit the ground a little, and she was already... I remember thinking, dang, I can't. I remember thinking when she was beating us, I can't go faster than this.
I gave it 85%. And I was like, I might as well not even kick it up. Because I kept it at 85 just so I can be like, I ain't give 100%. But I knew if I gave 100%, I still would have lost.
Tone,
and
I was going as fast as I
could. I know you was giving it your all.
Could not beat her.
Cooked us.
And that was years after she was a track star. She ran hurdles. I'd be dead.
She ran hurdles?
She ran hurdles.
She was in track?
She was in
Why
track
you ain't good. Tell us this before we
I even, said that.
Before
I
we
said,
did the steps?
We ran track.
Nah,
yeah.
Man, I ain't know.
She ran track.
I wouldn't have ran the steps.
Yeah, she was district champion in the 100, and she didn't even run the 100 that year.
We was cooked.
The girl that was normally ran just didn't run. She was like, I'll run. And won the district championship. I was like, you don't even do this. She just like Zay Zay, never got mad when she lost.
Oh, she
just Zay Zay, that nigga do not care.
That's funny.
JoJo
man.
Crying during the game. He was losing. This was Zay Zay and JoJo were on the same soccer team.
Mm.
It was hot, and it was an indoor soccer team. Zay Zay was like, it's hot.
Yeah.
He stood in the corner where the shade was, and JoJo was crying. It's like 2 minutes left. They're down 3 goals.
Yeah.
And Isaiah was like, whew.
What are we eating after this?
And Joe was like, huh? Just like me, trying to run all over the field. I mean, heartbroken that they lost. Isaiah was like, it's hot.
Right.
I'm not.
How long we got to be out here?
Done.
Y'all losing, don't you care? Not really.
Not competitive at all.
The quicker we lose, the quicker we can get out
this
heat.
That's how he was. He just never, his basketball team, bro, they used to get just, I mean, I used to be like, that's why that joke isn't true. They used to get smacked, man. Smacked. They was like, let the person from the 12th end of the bench come in and get a shot. I was like, bro, let me coach the team, man.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know how to break a press. They couldn't get the ball past half court.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, y'all can't dribble past the ball, man. Right. You can't break a press dribbling. Their coach didn't know anything. It would be like 72-3.
Jesus.
And I'm like,
to
I'm
three?
Not, to three. I'm not sitting in traffic for this. Just smacked. Smacked.
I don't like doing stuff for fun. If we doing something, I want to win. Or at least give it my all. Even if I know I'm going to lose, I still want to win.
Yeah.
If I get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, I know I'm going to lose, but I still want to get some hits in.
Old college try.
So my thing is, if I can just get one squared uppercut up in there, that's a win for me. I got to find the win up in something.
There was none for Zay Zay.
Man.
None, bro.
I'll be like, damn.
Game after game, loss after loss. He made like one shot one time. I was like, cut the lead to 56. It's terrible. All right, man, we're done with this.
All right.
That was 40.